Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The skies over Israel are clear today, with sunshine spreading warmth across major cities like Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. It's a beautiful day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, Iran threatens the United States and Gulf states ahead of a looming ceasefire deadline, as reported by Ynet. This comes as Washington imposes new sanctions. Also, the United States Treasury Department has announced new sanctions against suppliers of weapons to Iran, according to the Jerusalem Post from earlier today. Also this hour, President Trump has extended the ceasefire with Iran, despite Iran's refusal to enter new negotiations, as reported by JTA. Separately, Prime Minister Netanyahu faced heckling at Israel's official Memorial Day ceremony, as families mourned the nation's fallen soldiers, reports forward. And finally, Argentina's Milei shined at Israel's 78th Independence Day ceremony, according to I-24 News. Here's what people are saying online. GummyBear737 suggested just minutes ago that President Trump's decision to extend the ceasefire may be linked to the expected arrival of the USS George H.W. Bush. Kelly Meyer, a journalist, noted that the Prime Minister of Pakistan expressed gratitude to President Trump for extending the ceasefire between the U.S. and Iran. Hugo Lowell shared earlier today that President Trump convened his national security team to discuss the way forward with Iran. Now for more on those stories, starting with Iran's recent threats. UNET reports that Iran has warned the United States that any blockade is an act of war. Iran has also threatened Gulf states, suggesting they will face severe consequences if their territory is used for attacks. This escalation comes as Washington announces new sanctions. The implications could ripple across global oil markets and increase regional tensions. Turning to the United States' actions, the Jerusalem Post highlights that the Treasury Department's sanctions focus on individuals supplying weapons to Iran. This move underscores the U.S. strategy to pressure Iran economically. As the ceasefire deadline approaches, this could complicate diplomatic efforts. Meanwhile, JTA covers President Trump's unexpected decision to extend the ceasefire with Iran. Despite Iran's reluctance to resume talks, Trump continues to push for a peaceful resolution. This extension might offer a temporary reprieve, but leaves lasting uncertainty for Israel's security posture. In a related development, Forward reports on the turmoil at Israel's Memorial Day ceremony. Prime Minister Netanyahu faced public frustration as bereaved families sought comfort. The emotional ceremony underscores the deep scars of conflict on Israeli society and highlights ongoing security concerns. And finally, I-24 News highlights Argentina's Milei making a notable appearance at Israel's Independence Day celebration. His presence underscores growing international ties as Israel marks another year of statehood. On the economic front. First, CTEC reports that Zim workers have returned to work under a partial strike as negotiations continue. While operations have resumed, the dispute over takeover terms remains unresolved, affecting the shipping industry's stability. Separately, Ynet Business notes that American Eagle stock surged by 6.5% following a new campaign featuring Sydney Sweeney. The campaign has rejuvenated interest in the brand, showcasing the power of influencer marketing. And finally, Israel Hayom Business reports that the dollar has reached a 30-year low against the shekel. This decline in the dollar's value raises questions about economic strategies and could impact Israeli exports. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 4 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.